This is KUT. When you think of toxic emissions, what images come to mind? Maybe a smokestack with dark vapor billowing out. A truck coughing out fumes. What about a cow? For years, environmental groups have tried to increase reporting of chemicals emitted by farms and ranches. But as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, they just hit a major roadblock.
If you've spent your life in the city, maybe you've never experienced the smell near a dairy farm, a cattle feedlot, or a newly fertilized field. Tiffany Lashmit has.
If you lived up in Amarillo, where I'm from, everybody's real familiar with exactly what you're talking about.
It's manure. It's a constant part of raising animals, but it also emits chemicals like hydrogen sulfide and ammonia. Most businesses are required to track those toxic emissions under federal law. But Lashmit, an agricultural law specialist for Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, says most farms and ranches were long exempt from that requirement. Until...
things got interesting last year in May, when the District of Columbia Court of Appeals issued a decision that essentially said that the EPA did not have the authority to make that exemption.
That ruling was the result of a lawsuit from environmental and public health groups who saw it as a big victory for the environment. Some also saw the ruling as a first step in regulating other emissions from farms, like the potent greenhouse gas methane. Jonathan Smith is a lawyer with the group Earth Justice.
There are, in addition to ammonia and hydrogen sulfide, other emissions from these facilities that are of concern, but nevertheless aren't directly covered by these specific reporting laws.
But ag lawyer Tiffany Lashmit says the mandate to report emissions did not go over well among most farmers and ranchers.
So when this decision first came out in May, there was just nothing. I mean, everybody was kind of like, how in the world are we supposed to even know if we have to report?
She says the EPA was not clear on which farms would need to track emissions and how they should track them. Also, people feared added regulation. Lashmit decided to make the new rules the topic of a podcast she produces to educate farmers and ranchers about the new requirements.
That's exactly right. We recorded the podcast, got it posted, and it was relevant for about 72 hours.
That's because just weeks before the new reporting rules were to take effect, lawmakers rolled them back in a rider attached to the recent federal budget.
It's very concerning.
Here's Earth Justice lawyer Jonathan Smith again.
Because it's not even like this is just sort of the simple first step to addressing a significant problem.
Still, he doesn't think the story's over. He says eventually new legislation or lawsuits will aim to mandate emissions reporting again. On that, Tiffany Lashmit agrees.
I think a lot's going on out there that animal ag needs to pay attention to.
After all, she says, laws are only as permanent as Congress. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.